upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mac, and today we have another friend coming to us all the way from the great state of New Mexico. But before we get to her, I must say this. You guys like my hoodie? That's the first one I ever made. Huh? It's pretty cool. Here, let me move the camera down so you can see it. Check that out, huh? That's the Wheelchair Mafia. Now, I got some shirts. I only got a couple of them made. But if you would like a shirt, these are good Gildan shirts. Good brand, Wheelchair Mafia, United States, 2020. That's the year they were made. Send me your information. Let's talk about it. Maybe I can send you one. But enough of that. On to the main course. But before we get to her, let's run the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's give a warm welcome to Tara Richardson. What is happening? Can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Hi, so why don't we go ahead and start out by telling people who you are and how you're in the chair.
Well, I'm Tara Richardson, and I have CP. And I have HEDS on top of it, which is hypermobile. So it's a little complicated, but yeah, and I've been like this since I was, till they diagnosed me as a baby. It's pretty much from the waist down. I can't really move my legs very well. So, yeah.
So when do you remember, like, your whole life, pretty much you had to use like a chair or some kind of device to help you get around?
My way up. When I was a baby, I couldn't hold up my head or roll over, and that's when they thought something was wrong. And then I got stronger, and little by little, I was able to wear braces and use a walker and different things. But when I was 10, everything started to shift. Everything that I gained, I started to lose. And by the time I was in high school, I was a part-time wheelchair user during school, and then by 19 I was a full-time wheelchair user. And that's usually not the trajectory that CP has, but they didn't know that I had the HEDS on top of it, which made it way more complicated.
Right. You know, the more I do these shows, the more you learn that the human body is super, like, intricate. There's so many things that can go wrong with a person that, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even hold up a scale to, you know, where it falls down on the spectrum, because it's I don't know, so many. It blows your mind almost to think about all the different ailments that can cause people to be immobile pretty much nowadays.
Yeah, it was an emergency C-section. They didn't believe my mom. She kept saying she was in labor, and they just kept sending her home. But I was sideways, and I couldn't kick. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't, and so that's how I ended up with CP. It just was an emergency. We almost both died.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, good thing you're here. And it's good to see you. Thanks for being a part of the episodes. And really, usually what I'll ask people is, you know, just kind of pertaining to life in a wheelchair. So when I ask you something, it's pretty much however you perceive it, whatever you think about it. The second question I got for you is pet peeves. Do you have any specific pet peeves about being, immobile or in a chair?
A few. The bathrooms, trying to get into an accessible bathroom while people are putting on their makeup or having a dance party.
That.
Yeah, that is super frustrating. It's not like I can get up and just get into any bathroom. We all have that same problem, and it's just, and then they act like it's no big deal. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, well, you know, that's not helpful.
Right. Your sorries don't matter right now. Like, learn a lesson and don't ever do it again. Right. That's kind of what I feel. And it's like, you don't really know. It's, you know, you want to use your bathroom, but you don't want to sit here and shame this person and give them a whole history on why they shouldn't do it. You know, you're just kind of like, look what you did. You messed up. Now look at my face and move on.
I never say anything unless like there's like five children and you know, they're in there and they're obviously doing something besides just going to the bathroom and getting out. Then
right.
I might say something. But usually I just kind of give them a look and they're like, well, I'm so sorry. And
Yeah, the look always works pretty good. But yeah, no, that's definitely on the list. That's high on the list for me as well. Because I run into it all the time, you know, going out, casinos, and anywhere. People just think because, well, I don't ever see nobody going there. It's like, well, you know, they have it for a reason.
Right, or it's just a few minutes. No, it wasn't a few minutes. It was way longer than I would have took.
Right.
You know?
Yep. What about your biggest fear about being in a chair?
Fear? Losing my independence. I gained my independence through hard work, and I don't want to lose it. And I'm getting arthritis in my fingers, and since my shoulders dislocate all the time, and it's just really hard to. I just don't want to, and I'm very spastic, so I don't want to lose the ability to dress myself, you know, things like that.
Right, right. I can imagine that. What about dating/married? How does that go for you?
Well, I'm married, and when I was dating, I didn't have a problem. Once I got out of high school sucked completely. But once I got out of high school, dating wasn't a problem, and I met my husband, and we started a nonprofit, so we're good.
Nice. I'll give you a round of applause for that if I can reach it. Oh, there we go. I think we should put that closer. Now, this nonprofit, why don't you go ahead and let's talk about that. What do you got going on there?
It's called Onward Motion, and our tagline is there's life beyond disability. So we take somebody. So right now our sponsor is TCB Racing, and they supplied the car and everything. And have you heard of the Lemons races?
Yeah, like where they take like crappy cars and they race around the track and stuff like that. Yep.
Yeah, that's what we do. We get drivers. We take them. Like we're gonna be doing Kentucky in September, and we have these drivers, and they're gonna go and they're gonna race all weekend. And thanks to our sponsors for supplying the Superman car. And they get to do, they put hand controls in. The guys are really awesome. I mean, they're good at helping people get in and out of the car, making sure everything's good and everybody's having a really good time. And this will be the third time. We've done it 3 times, and November will be our last one of this year, and it will be in Houston.
Nice.
Anybody who has good arm movement or and has to use hand controls, and that's it. That's the only criteria.
There you go, guys. Over there in Texas, check them out.
And next year, we're going to be doing other things, not just racing. So we're just getting donations. The more donations we get, the more things we can take people on adventures.
Heck yeah. Now with this being a live show, I just want to tell you that people can chime in, and I'll let you know what they say since you can't see it. But our friend Alicia says, stay strong, you're beautiful, and your positivity radiates. And then we got your friend Amanda Barnes that says, you guys rock. Onward Motion rocks. So there you go. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, that's a little bit too much for me, I think. I know how those Lemons races go. And sometimes, man, you got to have... You got to have some, you know, Steely Dan to be riding up there with those guys. Because even though they are lemons, they still go. You know what I mean? Like, you're still racing a race car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're racing. It's, you know, when we first started, we had two racers and then my husband. And we have another woman who's a part of our group, Haley. And they both drove, too. But now it's expanded so much. Now we have four drivers, so they're just the backup drivers now. And it's gone from, like, just two drivers to the four. It's really amazing because we get a lot of people signing up now that are that really want to drive. And then we have a few people who are like, no.
Right. That's not that would me. Be me. I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll just sit back and watch.
Right, yeah. And it's online, so it's on TCB Racing. So if you can't go watch, if you can't be there, then you can watch it online. And they have a video camera in the Superman car, and so you can see whoever's racing. It's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Now, I'm sure there's got to be like a link or something to that that we can take. Yeah, we'll take that and we'll put it at the bottom on the description of this. So when we're done, everybody can kind of check it out. That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, that's cool. Now, what is something that you wish you could do that you're not able to or you never were able to do?
It's such a simple thing. I wish I could just get up and walk across the floor and do anything. Just get something out of the fridge or, you know, because mm-hmm. I've never had that. I've always had, I mean, you know, I always say it like this. I walk like a drunken zombie pirate, a turtle because it was horrible. So I've never been able to walk properly. And I've had 1,000 surgeries. I spent my child in the hood in the hospital. And just simple things like that. Although if I had my biggest wish, I would have probably wanted to be a dancer. I love dancing. I love watching competitions. I love all of it. Pretty much every genre I like. So I'd probably either that or figure skater. One or the other, I would have been totally down with that.
Nice. Heck yeah. That's the first time I heard figure skater.
Oh, yeah. So obsessed with all the figure skaters growing up. So, yeah.
Nice. I mean, I can kind of see why. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, you got to have some good legs to be doing all those moves and cutting quick and doing the spins and jumping and, yep, I can imagine. And just what you're talking about, getting up and walking across the floor, like, you're like reaching up and just cleaning a fan or like, you know what right. I mean, just something simple. Yep, I can feel that. That's the difference. I mean, I guess you'd say the difference between me and you. I got an accident, so before my accident, I was able to do those things. But you take those things for granted. You don't think about them until now. You know what I mean? Then now you can't do it, and then you're like, oh man, you never think about it that way.
Yeah.
So Alicia says, Rick, don't lie. Deep down, you want to figure skate too. Yeah. You know what? Maybe I would. I don't know. I'd try it out. Now, what about if you could fix one thing about your, I guess, right in here it says paralyzed body, but if you could fix one thing, what would you fix? Because a lot of people say like bladder control or something like that.
My spasticity and my pain level.
Oh, so okay.
If I had to pick, it would be the pain. Yeah.
Well, since you mentioned that, that's actually one of my, actually, it's the next question. What about your pain? Let's talk about that. How? Where do you have it and how bad is it?
It's all over, every day, all day, all night. If you wanted to measure, it'd be like 5-6. And then that's just the baseline. And it goes up from there. But I have, and it's everywhere from the top and then my neck all the way everywhere. And that part of it is because of the CP, but most of it is because my joints don't stay where they're supposed to stay.
Ouch. So if you had to, like, you know, eat or like adequate it to something, what like, I don't know. For me, I guess it's like, you know, my pain is like a rubber band feeling around my thing and it's just burning all the time on my back. What's it feel like?
I think they call it the MS hug. where it feels like sometimes squeezing.
Yeah, like real, real tight.
Mm-hmm. But I have nerve pain, and I guess if I had to make that go away, that would be like the number one thing I would want gone, because I have it all day, every day. It's in my feet, and my feet are numb. I mean, I don't really have total feeling of my legs or anything. So, I mean, it's weird that the nerve pain can still be so horrible.
Right. Yeah, it's I hear some crazy stories on here, you know, and just by doing this, it brings you down to earth. Like, hey, you think you got it bad. You know, just some people have it worse than you would think. Now, as far as taking medication, do you have anything that helps you?
No, because the medications have all been evil. They made me sick, almost killed me. You know, just the man-made medicine is what nearly killed me and caused so many problems. So I can't take that. I take Aleve, and I've been taking it for decades, every day, but it only takes like the slight edge off, just barely.
I think that's what I got. It's like naproxen or something. It's kind of like Aleve.
I'm trying to play with THC and CBD, but I'm very intolerant to THC. High doses, but if it's low dose, then it's better. But if I don't have THC, then it doesn't do anything for my pain. Nothing.
Now let me ask you this. I myself am a big advocate for THC. I live in Michigan, so it's legal here. And we're able to, you know, do what we want with it, but in moderation. Now, for me, I ingest it. I smoke. I've smoked since I was, you know, 18 years old. But I, at nighttime, what really helps me is I take 20 milligram gummy, and it literally tastes like a piece of candy. You can't barely even, you know, taste anything in it. But it really, like, it calms my body down, allows me to sleep, and then it allows my spasms not to, like, go crazy. So I don't know, maybe like, have you ever, what have you tried as far as THC?
I take a CBD from CBDMD, and they have a full spectrum gummy, and I take it just to sleep because I can't take it during the day because I'm a zombie.
All right.
I want to fall asleep. So I just take, because if I don't take anything to sleep, I cannot sleep. I'm in so much pain. I might fall asleep for maybe an hour, but I can't stay asleep. So ever since I started taking that, then I can stay asleep. The only problem is I need something for the daytime to stay awake and be alert. And, you know, I'm sometimes funny. I like to keep my personality.
Right. Right. You don't want something that dumbs you down.
Right. And so so that's what I'm working on now. I found a 1960. They're new, I guess. Haven't gotten it yet, but I'm gonna try it. It's a microdose, so maybe that'll work better for me.
Nice. So, our friend Alicia says, "Have you tried acupuncture, or would that not be an option?"
I've tried acupuncture. I've tried cupping. I've tried massage. I mean, I've tried everything you could possibly try. The thing is, my muscles are so sore. One, from being spastic. From two, just not trying to hold my scaffolding together, that's kind of wonky.
Right.
So it's really painful to have someone, you know, massage or touch, and it, you know, it hurts. So, you know, it's hard.
That's hard to think of too, because like we all think of like massage as like a gentle touch that'll help you feel better. Because me, like my back, just by doing like a little motion, it feels all right. But I like massaging, you know, like my woman or whatever, and I couldn't imagine if it would hurt her. And it's like, oh my gosh, because it's like, what do I do to make you feel better? You know what I mean? Like, I can imagine like a husband probably wants you to feel better.
Hot bath, literally. Like if I had a hot tub, I would probably be in it as much as humanly possible. That's really the only time that my muscles kind of relax and I'm not in so much pain, except that the second it's over, the second I try to get up, then it comes right back.
Dang. Yep, that is, you know, it sucks to hear. Now let me ask you this. If they were able to come up with some kind of, like, chip or something that you could get through, like, Elon Musk or something, would you do that?
Nah, I'm
just gonna chip nowhere. Nope, me neither. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. We are in the anti-chip line. All right, let me ask you this. In your journey that you've had so far, what has been, like, the biggest help for you to kind of, like, just stay positive and do the thing? What's been your biggest help?
Well, being an artist, being a writer and a painter, it had saved me as a child. It literally, I come from a family of artists. My mother, she painted and she wrote. My grandfather was a painter. I mean, they weren't famous or anything, but they were good. And so I take after that side of the family. So I've written, in fact, my mom tells a story that when I was, you know, I could talk way sooner than most kids for whatever reason. And I would make her, I would tell her stories and force her to write them down because I wanted them written down. So that I started off, I was born, you know, an artist. And so I, as I got older, I realized that digital art would work better for me because it's less, you know, it's putting up an easel and paints and all that.
Right. Everything is right there at a touch of a button.
Because I've always been in pain. So so when I was 19, it was luck. I mean, it was just right place at the right time. I got into character texture creation for video games and movies and sculpting characters. So I did that for from I was 19 to my 30s.
Nice.
And it was fun. It was nice. I had I have a Wacom tablet and I used ZBrush and all these, you know, software that and Poser and all these different software programs to create my characters. And I would make packages. So and I sold them at this place called Dash 3D, where I had lighting and characters and just different things that go along with it. And then you sell it to the company and then they sell it off, but they pay you flat.
Did you make any of my favorite video game characters growing up?
No, probably not. We're probably similar age.
That would have been cool. I'd have been like, man.
I did a lot of Lara Croft.
Oh, see, yeah, I like Lara Croft.
Okay, so yeah.
Tomb Raider, yeah, the Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, and I made, so not just movies and whatnot would buy my work, but like if you were in the Poser at home and you had a setup and you wanted to buy my character, you would just go to Daz and buy it and use it. So it wasn't always the movies or the...
Or like cartoons or video games, right, I get what you're saying. Yeah, well, yeah, especially... Excuse me, especially nowadays, you know, the more and more I'm looking around, I actually almost bought a character for my guy that was a wheelchair guy, but I could never get him to work in the VR world. I was doing the VR. I forget there's a world you can go into and it's like meet everybody, but there's so much to do nowadays with the digital world. It's just uncanny. It's crazy. I would have never thought 10 years ago we'd be where we are now.
Oh, it's changed like 1,000%. And when I got out of it, because it is a really stressful, it's a lot. And my pain, it's not like my pain level was going down. So I switched gears and I ended up working as a painter for photographers. So photographers would be like, we need somebody to turn our photograph into a painting. And they would sell it high end. And so I did that for a long time too.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda said, heck yeah, artist for life. What about traveling? Do you like to travel at all?
I don't like it by plane because I'm scared to death, but I won't have my chair.
I'm with you.
So there's that. My husband and I, we have an RV and we've been going to all these events with our RV because we want to take our fur babies. We don't want to leave them home. And it's easier than dragging everything into a hotel and then dragging everything out of a hotel. So we've been doing that, and that's fun. We've been doing, like, different events. Like, we're going to be doing Ability Expo in Phoenix just in a couple weeks, and then we're going to go to Kentucky, and we're taking our RV for that. And it'll be fun. It's nice. But we want to go do fun things too, you know, like go see Tombstone and, mm-hmm. and different things. So yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's cool. The RV is that's exactly what I said too. I said, you know, it'd be nice to have an RV that's wheelchair accessible. I can just roll into, lock in, and drive like I do my van. But yeah, I can see the hotel thing. We do that right now, and it's like to leave your dogs at home. You got to rely on somebody else to come feed them and let them out. And then once you think about them, you can't stop thinking about them. You're like, wait, we got to check on them. Are they okay? You know what I mean? Like, they're probably going crazy. Can we have somebody? Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, once you get the you get going away and you leave your animals, it's like you try not to think about them, and the person that's with them can handle them. But I was just in the same predicament too. I was like, oh, they're gonna be tearing stuff up.
And then you don't even know if it's going to be an accessible room, truly accessible.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst, too.
Yeah, I mean, the shower is usually the worst. I mean, the chair's on this side, everything else is over here. It's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yeah, I definitely recommend anybody who wants to travel to any motel, make sure you call ahead and ask them, like, can I get in there with the wheelchair? Like, is it roll-in ready? Because they'll say yes all day long until you get there. Then you got a lift that big that your power chair can't get up or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a thing for sure.
Sure.
What about your couple questions left? We talked about the hobbies, so the art and stuff like that. What about your fitness and diet? What do you do for that?
Well, I've always, what's it called? Where you don't eat when you get up fast.
Oh, fast. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I've never really liked breakfast. So I fast when I get up. I don't eat anything. I don't even want to eat anything.
I'm with you. I'm not even hungry.
Me either. And so I don't eat in the morning, and I eat later, and I try not to eat ever past 7. Because that's a big no-no, so if you want to stay. I mean, because when I first, they said I had to use a wheelchair. Everyone kept saying, oh, you're going to gain weight. But I never did. It's like, it's because of the way I have been eating. But my exercise, though, I'm a part of Will With Me Fitness with Jesse Strahan.
Oh, yeah.
And so I follow their workouts and everything.
Nice. I just talked to Jessie not too long ago, and she said she'd be willing to come back on. She can't wait to do something else. So we got to line something up for that, too. But, yeah, definitely. And it's like I see her, and I see other people that are, like, up and doing stuff, and I always feel like, man, I got to get up. I got to start doing more. But like you said, the getting up in the morning, not really eating, like, 3 meals a day kind of keeps me to where, like, I'm not really gaining weight. I think I've lost a little weight, if anything. But, you know, the Parabelly for us is a big thing. I don't know if you know what that is.
To be honest, you don't. If you're not moving like other people, you don't need 3 meals a day.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. That is a good point. Second to last question: what type of chair do you use, and do you have a name for it?
Ty Light, and her name is Chariot.
Nice. I got to give you one of these. Chariot. Heck yeah. Welcome to the Name Your Wheelchair Club. That's me and you. Not a lot of people do. It's for me, it's always like been a thing. You know what I mean? Like you name your car, you name your horse, you name your, you know, your wheelchair. Why not?
Yeah. I named her years ago when I had my very first Kershaw wheelchair, which never fit. It was like, usually when you have the first wheelchair, it's usually the one that sucks. And I named her Chariot, and then I got a Ty Light, and I never went back because they're the best.
Right.
They really are.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people that like those Ty Lights. I've never seen one, I've seen one, but I've never had one myself. Right now I think I have like a Motion Composites, which is pretty good for what I need it for. And then I got my Permobile that I use pretty much most of the time going around, but definitely an advocate of those. Last question to you of the day is, what would be your best advice to somebody who has to, like, for me, you know, for me, it's like that person in the hospital looking up at the screen, or, you know, that person that's got CP that wonders, well, how do they do it? How do you do it? What would be your best piece of advice to those people?
I know it's hard. Especially growing up with a disability, it really is different than if you acquire it later. As far as mentality, because not your parents, or not mine, but in general, parents are babying you. They don't let you do the things that you need to do, like try anything really. Believe in yourself, because when you have people telling you, don't do that, don't do that. Oh, this will, you know, you can't, you're not going to grow. You're not raising children that can fend for themselves later. You're creating children that are going to be with you forever because you didn't let them do anything. So they grow up believing that they can't. So my advice would be, believe in yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. If you think you can do it, try it. If you can't do it, oh, wow, what's the big deal?
Right. You know? I like it. Heck yeah, absolutely. Well, I got to say, it's been a blast. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Wheelchair Wednesday.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, like I said before, what we're going to do is, after we get done doing this live, you're going to send me all your good stuff. We're going to put it down in the description below. So if you guys are still watching, or if you watch this after the fact, make sure you check her out. Go to her socials, hit the buttons, give her some likes and some views. Okay, so with that being said, stick with me, Tara. We're going to talk to you here in a second. Everybody else, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. See you.